Powered by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
My Odds from William Hill Sportsbook lets you create and bet on your own prop bets. Tweet us at William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. That's William Hill US with the hashtag My Odds. And we'll reply if your suggested prop bet has been accepted. You can also view all other My Odds prop bets by clicking on the My Odds category in the William Hill Sports Betting app or kiosk. More ways to bet, more ways to win. William Hill Sportsbook. This is more.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
See what can happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen.
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers, retained rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
Bernice was in deep trouble with the IRS.
I owed $25,000 to the IRS. How am I ever going to work this out?
She called Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm.
They always took the time to make sure that I understood everything 100%. It was like the easiest thing to do.
A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, Optima has resolved over $500 million for their clients. Bernice was very happy.
No more being afraid to go to the mail. No more being afraid to answer the phone. No further collection, no liens, no levies. Now I don't have to worry at all.
The bottom line for Bernice?
I'm now debt-free. What more proof do you need that Optima Tax Relief actually works?
For tax help you can trust, call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation.
Optima Tax Relief actually delivers what they say they'll deliver. They went above and beyond.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas, live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casino's reward center or online at StationCasinosLive.com.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Chuck, I'm amazed at how much you help the local business community. Can you explain that a little bit?
One of the biggest hurdles that small businesses have is a customer that's ready to buy but doesn't quite have enough money for their goods or services. That's where we come in. Auto repair shops, apartment complexes, vets, dentists, doctors, really any small business that sells anything.
I get it. You lend the customers the cash and they make the sale?
Exactly. Everyone's happy and we get a new customer. We're also the perfect place to send your employees when they hit you up for an advance on their paycheck. bosses, HR departments, coworkers, send them our way. We'll treat your staff like family and eliminate that awkwardness of you having to say no.
Two very helpful ideas. Send in your customers or staff to get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN, Las Vegas, K265EZ. Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
This sports update brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. The Vegas Golden Knights await the Capitals for Game 1 on Monday, Memorial Day at T-Mobile Arena. And while all the talk is about Capitals captain Alex Ovechkin, Braden McNabb of the Vegas Golden Knights defenseman joined the press box yesterday to talk about it's more than Ovi on the Capitals.
I think a real key guy is going to be a Knetsov, because he's, basically sets up Ovechkin all the time. He's a fast player that, can make a lot of plays and open space up for other guys. So we're going to have to play tight as a unit of five when we're out there against them. And, we're going to have to outwork them and play our game.
Golden Knights' Braden McNabb here on the press box. Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, your home for Golden Knights hockey. They'll have the pregame on Monday at 4:30, 5 o'clock. They drop the puck. And last night in the NBA playoffs, Chris Paul injured in the final minute against the Warriors. Today, Houston announces that Chris Paul is out for Game 6 in Golden State. And your Las Vegas 51s are back at home for this Memorial Day weekend against Tacoma. Tonight, they kick it off 7:05, your first pitch for 51s baseball. And the sports update brought to you by William Hill, the home of betting. I'm Clay Baker. It's ESPN Las Vegas.
It's the Press Box on ESPN 1100 and 100.9 FM.
ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM. Scott Filo, waiting to talk to him. Kids hiring employees now, NHL writers, hockey writers, college football. He knows it all.
He's been following the Golden Knights story ever since, and we have him here now, Bilo Rated Sports on Twitter. What's up, Scott? What do you think about what's going on here as the frenzy subsides as we approach Game 1?
The frenzy subsiding? Really?
Well, it is for now, because we just finished lunch.
Yeah, I think it's still alive and well, at least for another couple weeks here, and I mean, this is... got to be the most insane story in sports history, next to Leicester City winning the FA Cup in Britain last year. I mean, this is insane, guys. I mean, whoever thought that? I mean, I know that the system really was a little bit more skewed to helping along an expansion team in this process and whatnot. But my God, guys, I mean, this story is beyond anything we've ever seen before in sports. It's just unimaginable what this team has been able to accomplish at this point.
All right, let's go through, because we talked to some listeners, and they all had their thoughts, and it was kind of split down the middle, Caps and VGK, and we thought that a lot of it was even, offensive and defense, special teams in the playoffs. The Capitals have been great. I think I would give the edge in coaching to Gallant, only because I've seen it firsthand this year in terms of when he makes changes, they just always seem to work. Tatar in, scores the great goal. Keep with Reeves, scores the winning goal from the fourth line. He just has this way. But I think it's a really close series. Clay and I were saying we hope Ovechkin is at his absolute best. We hope Fleury's at his absolute best. We want a great series and to see the stars really come out. When you look at the series on paper, what comes out to you?
Well, I think all in all, I mean, this is pretty much the matchup that I was hoping that the Golden Knights would get, honestly, and much like I hoped that they were going to get Winnipeg out of the Winnipeg Nashville series, because I thought that they matched up better in terms of long term experience and what Winnipeg brought to the table as far as being there before. And I think that's one of those important factors, is being there before. We all know the history of the last couple of years of Washington and how they've had these great teams in the regular season, then they've completely and utterly collapsed in the playoffs and in bad situations. Almost happened again this year in the playoffs. They were able to pull it off and get to where they're at now. But this is going to be a matter for me of absolute consistency across the board. And Washington has been fairly inconsistent at times, specifically in the series against Tampa Bay, playing at home early. They took those lumps at home. They have not been a great home team. Home team, home ice has not been kind to teams throughout the Stanley Cup playoffs this year. So Washington has definitely fallen to that bug. It's going to be about who gets the wins at home, and if Washington can't get those wins at home, they're in trouble early.
Do you find any sort of like way to like predict what Holtby's going to do and go like what kind of like I mean when you have like the back-to-back shutouts after a year of kind of uncertainty, at what point do you start to say, all right, I can find a predictive outcome in this man's level of play? Or did the defense just get that much better? Because quite honestly, Game 7's defense was about as ferocious as I've ever seen.
I think it was the defense improving more so than it was Holtby in the net, because he really, again, had his inconsistencies and issues earlier in the series. So really for him to kind of pull it out, it was more so the defense, I think, protecting him more than they did earlier, specifically earlier, even dating back to the first round of these playoffs. So I think it's more their defense picking up tempo and picking up pressure and whatnot and protecting him more than they did earlier in the season, because he is one of those inconsistent factors for the Washington Capitals. And I think that that's going to be something to watch as we go, and I think if Vegas kind of continues to do what they've done in the last couple of games of the series against Winnipeg and attack the net and attack it early, I think you could see some very positive outcomes there.
Scott Bylow here with us. He's our college football insider during his normal days. And when he's not, when he's Clark Kent, he's the NHL insider. He can do just about everything. Go online to Bylow Football or bylowsports.blogspot.com and online and Twitter at Bylow Rated Sports. You get the whole gamut of the information, great opinions, and insight from Scott Bylow. And the college football games of the year have been released at several institutions here in town, including the South Point. And they have a lot of great games that are ready to go. And that's not just like week one, but the games of the year throughout the entire gamut. And there's a lot of questions we have for you. And I don't know if, like, if you're able to actually go and say, all right, this is and this is that, and we're like, we're in May right now, and these games are in September, October, November. But when you start taking a look at some of these early lines, are you that kind of guy that likes to say, look, I see value, I have numbers, my own power rated structure is here? And because that's how Scott actually does. He has his own power rated system. When you look at your power numbers to what the opening lines are now for the games of the year, are you that kind of guy that goes and starts saying, hey, they're like 3 points off, I'm going to the book and I'm cashing?
Yeah. There's quite a few that I've been able to identify pretty much right out the gate here where there's really early value. And one of those is, I mean, I positively love Wisconsin this year out of the Big Ten to potentially unseat Ohio State. I do. I think that this is a team that they've gotten, and the roster buildup is such that they could really make a push this year and get by. Ohio State's got some question marks in some key areas, even though I believe that the Buckeyes are still a team that can win 10 or 11 games.
Sure.
I think Wisconsin can push through, specifically because of the, number one, they've got one of the greatest defenses in the nation, and that's for sure, but the offensive line play for the Badgers is going to be tremendous this year. I think they have one of the top three offensive lines in college football coming into the year. Now, that said, the opening line that they've got against Western Kentucky at being favored by 33 that I've seen is really high for me. Wisconsin is not the kind of team that comes out, even when playing Group of Five or FCS opponents early in the year, where they come out and they blast off right from the launch pad. And so I think that game, not that I expect Wisconsin to be in any upset range to lose that game, but I think 33 points is awful high. So I think that there's some value there with Western Kentucky. Same set for San Diego State. They open, they get Stanford. Stanford's got is favored by 15 going into that game now.
Right.
A game they lost a year ago. And let's face it, Stanford still has some questions. I don't think that these David Shaw teams of last year and this year are really as good as the teams from 2 or 3 years before that. So I really like San Diego State at 15. And Army being an 11.5-point dog to Duke this year after Army came out and won like they did a year ago. And I know they're starting off. They lose Ahmad Bradshaw, their triple option star quarterback, who seems like he's been there since the time of Truman, but Ahmad Bradshaw is gone. They still have Luke Langdon coming back, who got some experience as a backup last year running the option offense, got some carries, and really looked pretty good in the spring for them. So I like Army plus 11.5 there, and then you go down Ohio State minus 38.5 at Oregon State. I know Oregon State is potentially an awful football team coming in with a coaching change going on, a lot of things, but I still like them to be a little bit more competitive than that, and faring with Ohio State's starts the last couple of years, I expect Ohio State to win that game. 38.5 seems like a lot, so I would edge towards taking Oregon State in the points there. Penn State 24.5 over Appalachian State. I know Appalachian State has had their, you know, occasional struggles against Power 5 teams early in the year, but this is a very good Appalachian State coming back. Appalachian State team coming back with a solid run attack, so there's value there. Bunch of other stuff. Iowa 14.5 over Northern Illinois. I would edge Northern Illinois in the points there. Maryland +9 against Texas there. Marshall is a 2-point underdog to Miami of Ohio, and Miami of Ohio is a team that I don't think gets out of their own way this year in the MAC. So I really like Marshall in Conference USA this year to have a resurgence season. Marshall, even at this point where it's sitting at +2 for Marshall, I like the Thundering Herd there. SMU, a 3.5-point dog in North Texas, makes no sense to me. I think there's value in SMU. And BYU, a 15.5-point dog opening to Arizona. I really like BYU's defense. Their offense isn't so good, but the defense can hold Arizona, I believe, especially in game one under new coach Kevin Sumlin and trying to get those pieces together. I think the defense keeps that game a heck of a lot closer than 15.5.
A couple I want to ask you. One is early. One is not the first week, but a line change interests me. One, will JT Daniels start for SC? They are laying 27.5 against Tony Sanchez's Rebels.
I think that's the more likely scenario there with JT Daniels starting at quarterback for USC. There's a lot of question marks about what we expect to see with them, and they're going to have some answers coming out of camp.
Right.
But right now, the only guy they've got coming back within any kind of experience whatsoever, and it's so minimal, is Matt Fink. So that's going to be a real problem for USC, is trying to get that going early. For UNLV, it's an opportunity. And why I say that is that when they played UCLA a couple of times, you know, in the last 3 years, both on the road and at home, UNLV really kind of stood up in those games. They didn't get blown out. They didn't get pushed around. And with USC coming back with a lot of holes, there's no more Ronald Jones at running back. You got Stephen Carr coming back there and a bunch of guys who really don't have a heck of a lot of experience. The receivers are kind of up and down, a lot of inexperience there as well. And the offensive line for USC has been a problem. They don't have the center situation squared off. So I think defensively, UNLV has some opportunity to attack them and make them struggle early and keep that game a lot closer than 4 touchdowns.
The other one, and it's not the first week, but I thought Todd Dewey in the Review Journal had a cool article the other day about line movements. Why has Notre Dame gone from laying like 7.5 to even now with Michigan?
Yeah, it was posted on across the board at 1 today. I think I saw Michigan favored
by
a point now.
That's a huge switch, yeah.
Yeah, huge swing. Here's the problem, is quarterback play. And I think a lot of the focus on that is Notre Dame's quarterback play with Brandon Wimbush and whatnot. We had talked about him and the uncertainties of him about a year ago going into last season. Once Shea Patterson, I believe, was given the opportunity to play right away and was got instant eligibility for Michigan after transferring from Ole Miss after that big mess down there with Hugh Freeze, I think that changed a lot of hearts and minds about Michigan coming into the year. I still think that there's some things for Michigan to prove there. I think Notre Dame, as far as their run game and their ability to play defense, might counter there, but I think that's a massive swing for just one quarterback in that game.
Scott Bilo here with us. Follow him on Twitter at Bilo Rated Sports and online at bilosports.blogspot.com. In the Pac-12, we see a lot of diversion as some of the early lines are coming out, and maybe it's just because of some of the new coaches and new staff. You wonder how things are going to be implemented. And I'm speaking of Oregon football over at Eugene. Yeah. And Oregon now has a new head coach, Mario Cristobal. First, what do you think of Mario and his ascension into now this head coaching position after Willie Taggart left?
I will tell you, my opinion on Mario Cristobal is that he never should have been fired at FIU in the first place when he was at Florida International, and I thought that was kind of an atrocity down there when he was fired. There were some personality conflicts and some issues down there. First thing I would say to a guy like Mario Cristobal, who coached the offensive line a year ago down there in Eugene, is don't reinvent the wheel. Don't change much, because right now they've got a heck of a lot of talent coming back. That was a very young football team a year ago, and the year before they had so many injuries and a lot of young players were forced into duty, and they were still young last year coming off of that, and then Willie Taggart leaves.
Yeah.
Right now, all of that young talent that spent the last 2 seasons developing and getting to play because of injury issues and whatnot, and especially on the offensive line and at quarterback, those kids are all veterans now coming into this season. So I think this is a beautiful situation for Cristobal to walk into with these kids who've gotten so much development experience as young players coming in now, getting to be veterans, and they have an opportunity to shock some people. They're, you know, they've got a fairly easy opener. They're playing Bowling Green. They're favored by 27.5, I believe, and Bowling Green is just absolutely terrible. So I really believe this is an opportunity to come in there and blow somebody out in the opening game and carry that momentum forward for the rest of the season. So I really like the situation that he walked into, and he was able to, you know, to get Jim Leavitt to stay, even though he had the opportunity to go to Florida State with Taggart and almost did, but decided to stay behind. And I think that was a huge gain for Cristobal and the staff and for the Oregon defense as well.
You mentioned Kevin Sumlin. I don't know if anyone has any idea what Herm Edwards is going to do at ASU, but it will be fascinating to watch. And yes, also Chip Kelly. The Pac-12 has some guys that maybe in time, and I'm speaking specifically about Sumlin and Kelly because I don't think Edwards is going to work out, but those two are going to take time to get things going. How do you foresee these seasons for people like UCLA and Arizona where they have to bring in these high-name coaches? And a side note to that, is the Gorman kid have a chance to, like JT Daniels, start cross town for the Bruins?
I think he has an opportunity there, but there are some guys coming back who played last year and didn't look terrible. We've got Wilton Spate, the grad transfer from Michigan, who started for Harbaugh, and then when he got hurt, things kind of fell off the rails for Michigan. But he doesn't necessarily fit what you would anticipate seeing from a Chip Kelly offense. He has an opportunity to go in there and take that job. Devin Monster, who played in place of Josh Rosen when he was injured a year ago, played fairly well at times, showed some flashes of being capable to run that offense, and really fits a lot better in Chip Kelly's offense. It's really funny because they've got this juxta thing going on with UCLA is that they've got Monster, who fits better into a Chip Kelly offense than he did in a Jed Fish offense a year ago, but yet you got Wilton Spate coming in as a grad transfer who fit better in a Fish offense than he does in a Kelly offense. So it's going to be really interesting to see how they mesh all that out in the fall, and the freshman from Gorman coming in, he did not participate in spring drills, didn't graduate early. He won't be there until August, so there's going to be some rush job to get him caught up to speed. So I don't know necessarily if I would favor him to win that job out the gate, but I definitely see him starting before the end of the year.
And then
with the Arizona situation, right, you brought up, that is a situation too that, you know, you've got Khalil Tate coming back and, you know, one of the most dynamic quarterbacks for a short period of time last year. Then teams caught up to him. If he can't learn how to throw the football in Kevin Sumlin's offense, then there's going to be problems there because teams are going to start keying in on his ability to run, and that's going to slog that offense down. I think UCLA would be thrilled to win 6, 7, 8 games this year. I really do, and that's what I've advised people. I've already written up their team preview. I've done 15 of those already, and so for UCLA fans, I say stay patient, enjoy the ride. And with Arizona, that's a team, they've got enough talent to actually compete and win the Pac-12 South because the whole division is so wide open, but at the same time, they could finish with 4 or 5 wins, so it's really hard to gauge at this point.
Oh, that's the stuff I love to hear from Scott Bielo, College Football Insider. Go online, bielosports.blogspot.com. Read the previews as he gets ready and gets you in gear for college football, and on Twitter at Bielo Rated Sports. Scott, we appreciate it, man. Thank you for joining us each and every Friday.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks, Scotty.
Appreciate it, guys. And really quickly, I've got a new hockey writer coming on to start working with me starting this weekend. His name is Mitch McCombs. He's a young junior hockey player from Vegas here who's going to be coming in, one of the smartest hockey guys I know, very young guy who just wants to get in and start writing some stuff for me. So he's coming on starting this weekend. He'll be writing a bunch of stuff for us for the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah, definitely follow Bielo Rated Sports on Twitter for the new stuff and the new content, and at bielosports.blogspot.com. That's fantastic. We can't wait to read Mitch McCombs, man.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
talk to you.
Thank you.
There he goes. Yeah, I saw that. I thought Dewey, that Michigan-Notre Dame line was crazy in that it started like Notre Dame laying 7.5. Now Michigan's flipped to 1.
And when you think about
that's
the
a
other,
huge swing.
Sure, for that game. But Michigan-Michigan State is in East Lansing this year. It opened at 1. It's still at 1, Michigan State.
Well, will Michigan State kids be abusing anyone in the stands? Because, Clay, that could flip your team there right there.
Also that same weekend, Nevada is at UNLV. It opened up at 3 and is still at 3. Rebels, 3-point favorites, home against Reno.
And that's Thanksgiving weekend, like usually, yeah? Yeah, it's a late game. Killing me on the deadline.
Why
isn't that game in the daytime?
Well, I like it when they put it in the daytime.
Yes.
When Hulk was here, they'd have it like noon,
yes.
1 o'clock.
Rivalry
I love that.
Rivalry game. A couple days after the turkey and the stuffing, get the game over at noon. What's this game at night for?
We got to get shopping. We can't be sitting around all day. But no, thanks again to Scott. He joins us each and every Friday. Well, let's go back in the Golden Knights. We'll talk to Dennis Bernstein, longtime hockey columnist and hockey writer with the NHL. He's also with the Fourth Period and Sirius XM. He will join us next. The Fourth Period's Dennis Bernstein here on ESPN Las Vegas.
That's the sound cosmic.
Watch out for the accidents along the surface streets, including Canyon Run at Rampart, Charleston at MLK, and on Polaris at Russell Road. Other accidents to watch out for, 215 southbound near Charleston. We also have a crash on 215 westbound at Val Verde, and on 215 eastbound at off to the right shoulder at St. Rose Parkway.
People ask, John, do you really work for Finley Toyota? My answer is yes, and you really do have a friend in the auto business. So if you're looking for a great deal on a new, certified pre-owned or used Toyota, come in and say hello. I'm John Barr, and I'll do anything to sell you a car.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. How can I help you?
My dear sir, you call yourself a professional.
Sir, I challenge you to a wine tasting showdown.
You sure you don't just want to explore some wine together?
If you're unable to show me wine that blows me away, you must admit defeat.
Sure. Do you want to try this Cabernet Sauvignon? It's from Paso Robles. Super delicious, and it's great value.
Ha! I challenge you, and you come back to me with value wine. You underestimate my...
Oh, wow. Well, that is good. Awesome, right? There's so much more I can show you. Let's see, there's Cloudbreak, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Whispering Angel, Buttercream, Mayomi. Best thing is, you can get them all here at Total Wine & More, and always at the lowest price.
Let's get this cart filled! Why are all these Americans grilling all of a sudden?
Explore 8,000 wines and 2,500 beers at Total Wine & More. The selection is ridiculous.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
See what can happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen.
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers, retain rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
This summer, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill Summer Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the mobile sports app. Between now and August 5th, you'll be eligible for cash back points with every wager made, win or lose, on the mobile sports app. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Summer Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
It's time to replace our district attorney. Why? D.A. Wolfson refused to pursue charges when a Henderson policeman beat a motorist in diabetic shock. Wolfson declined to prosecute one of his own employees who stole nearly $42,000. And Wolfson refused to extradite a man wanted for child pornography. Wolfson's opponent is attorney Robert Langford. He'll stand up for fairness and justice. It's time to elect a D.A. we can trust. On June 12th, vote Robert Langford for district attorney. Paid for by People's PAC.
This is Chad Warren, Executive Director of the UNLV Alumni Association. Being a Rebel is an honor and hard-earned privilege, one that only 115,000 fellow Rebels share. Your UNLV Alumni Association represents all alumni and promotes ways for alumni to help alumni. We proudly welcome the class of 2018 to the UNLV Alumni family. Learn how you can get involved at unlvalumni.org. That's unlvalumni.org. Go Rebels!
The future of buying, selling, and renting homes is coming, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com will make buying, selling, or renting a home easy, fast, fun, and safe. eBuyHouse.com will allow you to buy, sell, or rent with no realtor fees. eBuyHouse.com eliminates the traditional commission fees, putting more money in your pocket when you buy, sell, or rent a home. That's right, Las Vegas. eBuyHouse.com has created an online platform so you don't have to pay up to 6% when you want to buy or sell a home anymore. eBuyHouse.com.
The number one name in pizza in Southern Nevada is Napoli Pizza. Delivery, dine-in, or carry-out, Napoli Pizza has you covered. And every day, the crew at Napoli's goes to great lengths to make sure that everything, the dough, the toppings, are as fresh as can be. Having a party? Try Napoli's 30-inch party pizza. It comes with four toppings and a 2-liter soda for just $35.99. Or the 16-inch one-topping 20 wings and a 2-liter soda for just $33.99. Their entire menu is online at LasVegasPizzeria.com.
Your Vegas Golden Knights are the Western Conference champions. It's time to night up and get your official licensed NHL Western Conference championship gear at Fanatics. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com/VGK and get your gear. lvsportsnetwork.com/VGK.
Are you looking for a new Honda or Volkswagen this Memorial weekend? Visit Finley True North Volkswagen and Finley True North Honda in the Northwest. And we'll pay for your first year's registration up to $500 when you purchase or lease any new Honda or Volkswagen in stock today through May 31st. And we'll even stand in line for you at the DMV. Only at Finley True North Honda and Finley True North Volkswagen. Conveniently located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills on West Azure Drive.
On approved credit, excludes prior deals. See dealer for details. Offer expires 5/31/18.
Sports and traffic every 30 minutes.
The sports update brought to you by Jack in the Box. UNLV baseball scored 5 last night in the ninth inning, defeating Reno 13-8 in the first game of their Mountain West Conference tournament. Tonight, Rebels face San Diego State at Tony Gwynn Stadium. 6 p.m. is the first pitch. Also in baseball, Red Sox move on from Hanley Ramirez. They designate him for assignment, and they have activated Dustin Pedroia off the disabled list. Right now, Wrigley Field afternoon scoreboard. Bottom of the seventh inning after the seventh inning stretch. Cubs now lead 5-1 after scoring 4 in the seventh inning. And NBA Game 6 tonight, Boston looks to close out the Cavs in Cleveland up 3-2. This sports update brought to you by Jack in the Box, where right now you can enjoy 2 Jumbo Jacks for just $3, only at Jack in the Box for a limited time.
You're back in the press box with Clay Baker and Ed Graney. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas and call the show 702-364-1100.
13 seconds to go. A last-ditch effort for the Jets. Up the right side, speeding into the zone, Stastny. Checked off on the far board. 7 seconds. Right wing shot sails wide. 5 seconds to go. On the near boards, a tie-up. 2 seconds. A centering feed, and it goes wide. And that's it. It's over. The Knights are going to the Stanley Cup Final. 2-1, the final score.
Golden Knights radio with the call as they go on to ascend to the Stanley Cup Finals, dispatching Winnipeg. As we are now in the rarefied air of a Stanley Cup Game 1 coming to T-Mobile Arena this Monday, Memorial Day. They dropped the puck at 5 p.m., and who better to continue on this narrative and the puzzle of the Stanley Cup playoffs as people try to figure out who, what, and where are the Golden Knights? It's Dennis Bernstein, longtime hockey columnist and writer with the Fourth Period at NHL.com. We're pleased to have Dennis here. Follow him on Twitter at DennisTFP. How are you, Dennis?
Doing great, Ed. Great to talk to you today. And, you know, I was there for opening night. I promised myself I would be there. I don't think I have to promise myself to be at the Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final in May, but I'm going to do that. So it's just a fantastic time in Vegas, and I'm very happy for the city and the team as well.
Yeah, Dennis, when they had the expansion draft, I think, and even George McPhee's even said this, yes, there were advantages. They were only one team. More guys were exposed. They knew it. They didn't fight that. And but again, he still had to make the right choices. I think he passed on some talented guys for more what he believed were character guys. So knowing hockey as you do, when you saw the list of players in the team, did you think, well, you know what, I don't know if they can make the playoffs, but Fleury, Neal, there's at least enough to maybe be competitive, and this isn't going to get out of control with the losing?
No, honestly, I didn't, to be honest with you, I didn't at all. But look, and I know people are now, after the fact, saying that the expansion rules were favorable. And, you know, stop. I don't want to hear that, because it has nothing to do with the owner, it has nothing to do with the general manager, and it has nothing to do with the coach. Like, that had nothing to do with that. George was consulting with the Islanders. Turk was unemployed. Anybody could have picked up the coach and the general manager. And I'll give you, Ed, one example, like, of one scenario, right? So if George didn't want to pick Fleury and wanted to pick Brian Rust, who's a really good player from Pittsburgh,
right,
and decided to pick Carter Hutton from St. Louis instead of David Perron, are we here right now? Okay. No. So please don't tell me about that. I thought they were going to be at big team because, Ed, I don't think me and along with the other 5 million hockey fans never thought that William Carlson was a 40-goal scorer,
right?
And didn't think that Eric Hall would score 29 goals in the regular season. So I thought they would be good defensively. I think that if Marc-Andre was going to be healthy, they would be good. But I wondered how this team could score. And obviously, if we're here for game one of the Cup final, offense has not been an issue. So I did not think this team was going to be very good. I thought that they had some structure. I love Gerard Gallant. He certainly got a raw D in Florida. And George is a smart guy. What I did know, Ed, is that George was going to build an entertaining product. I didn't think it would take, you know, less than a year to do that, but I knew at some point he would get he would get a team that is entertaining, would score some goals, like obviously and state would have it, the Washington team that I think he drafted 13 or 14 of their players right now on their roster. So I thought it would be competitive 3 to 5 years from now. I did not think we'd be close to even being here talking this about this right now, which makes this not only a great sports story, I'll tell you, this is a great news story. This is acquiesced off of hockey and sports. I think, you know, with respect to October 1 and the way this team helped heal the tragedy back then and just the way the whole season has run, I think this is now a national news story. And I'm much grateful as a hockey writer that it's Vegas and Washington as opposed to Winnipeg and Tampa, which I don't think would have any interest in the U.S. at all.
We're speaking with Dennis Bernstein over at the Fourth Period, Dennis TFP on Twitter, and also you can catch him this Saturday, Sirius XM NHL from 11 to 1 p.m. Off the Rush, a fantastic show. Of course, follow his great work, NHL.com correspondent. When you thought that, all right, if with the expansion draft and the Golden Knights starting out in October, they were going to only be as good as Marc-Andre Fleury, and Fleury has over-exceeded expectations, not only with the leadership, but with his on-ice presence. It doesn't seem like anything gets him rattled, even though early in the season when he had maybe a concussion problem, it seems as though they pushed the right buttons, they gave him the right amount of rest, and he seems to be peaking even at age 33.
Well, the pressure is on him because when coming into the season, they started so well, and the Mark had, obviously, you don't want to put a guy on the ice with Mark's history of concussions. You can't put him on the ice if he's not feeling well, right? But they had enough traction, enough traction to be able to go to the fourth. At some point, you know, they had the fourth string goaltender playing.
Yeah.
And they had Oscar Dansk in there and Malcolm Subban. So I think they had enough. They got enough traction off the good start where there wasn't pressure to win. They were always in the mix for a playoff spot. I don't think anybody thought in October never they're going to win the Pacific Division. But it just gave them a little bit of breathing room to let Mark rest and come back when he was ready to go. But, yeah, look, this guy's a champion. He's won it as a starter. He's won it as a backup. And you can see, you know, it's not the measure of this player. Isn't it fairly in Vegas? It's in Pittsburgh. Well, the people in Pittsburgh still love him and are rooting for him now that they're out. I think when you see that love, you understand, and I've been around Mark. I know his agent, Alan Walsh, very well. This is just a good man. He's a good kid. He grew up with this game. He came in as an 18-year-old. They almost ruined his career because he's playing with a very bad Pittsburgh team. But now to go from that point to be a champion a couple of times over and on the cusp. And I think, that, to be honest with you, if I had to vote for the Conn Smythe, he's already my winner. Unless Braden Holtby has four shutouts in this round, or Ovechkin goes crazy and scores 10 goals, I think Marc-Andre Fleury is your MVP in the playoffs. So I think going to Conn Smythe because he's been that important. He clearly defines what the MVP of the playoffs is.
Let's go to that then, because you mentioned Ovechkin and you saw how emotional he was to get there and what they thought of him and surrounding him there in terms of his teammates and how they reacted to him. So let's go over this. Back-to-back shutouts, very impressive, 6-7 to get back-to-back shutouts. The way he played tonight, when you look at the first breath of the series, what stands out on each side of what might be advantages and disadvantages?
Well, you know, it's funny because you would think that all the intangibles for a team like Vegas that never expected to be here would be sitting with them. The one team that they don't have an advantage on the intangibles is Washington. Because Washington, you know, when we started the playoffs, there were three teams we were talking about in the East. We were talking about Tampa, We're talking about Boston. We're talking about Pittsburgh. Washington, even though they won the division, weren't as talented as the last couple of versions of their, the Capitals of our last couple of seasons. And people thought, oh, okay, well, they're a good team, but you know, when the pressure's on, they're going to lose. And what do we see? Out of the box, they lost the first two games to Columbus. People saying, ah, it's the same old Capitals. Well, we come to find out that this team had a little bit of extra. They had a little bit more guts than the other teams, but they were down 3-2 and rallied to win based on Holtby and based on Ovechkin. I think at this point, what my keys is certainly the goaltending. You know, if Holtby's going to match save for save with Marc-Andre Fleury, they definitely got a chance. And it's special teams. If Vegas is going to go in the penalty box and take penalties on non-scoring plays, they're going to have a lot of problems. Because you know what? Ovechkin's going to be sitting on that off wing waiting for that one-timer. He's going to score a bunch of goals. So this team is confident. They got the 600-pound gorilla off their back in Pittsburgh when they finally got over the edge. And then, to back it up, they went, were down 3-2, and they rallied from behind. And you know, those last two games, they weren't close. I mean, Washington physically beat up Tampa. Tampa really didn't offer anything in a home game seven. So I think the intangibles are even. I just love the speed of the Vegas Golden Knights. I think that the speed, like it has been in the first three rounds, is going to give Washington a lot of problems. I think this team is quicker, maybe not as talented as Tampa, but certainly they're quicker, and certainly they've got more character. I don't think you would see a performance of out of Vegas like you saw from Tampa in 3, 6, and 7, where they went really quietly. This is a very even series, very deep series, and I think with respect to Vegas, they're well-rested. You know they're going to go over all these scouting reports. They have a ton of film to look at. They've been practicing against a Washington team that is probably a little bit more talented at it, but I don't think that they have the team concept that Vegas does, and that's what's helped them. Marc-Andre Fleury has been fantastic, but it's been rolling four lines. It's been guys like Schmidt and Braden McNabb emerging on the top there. It's been a lot of different things. I just like Vegas coming into this round because I think it's a combination of everything they've worked for, and I think they're prepared to win this series as well.
Dennis Bernstein here with us at the fourth period, senior writer at TFP on Twitter and at Dennis TFP, as well as his Sirius XM show tomorrow, 11 to 1 off the Rush. When you start, we know that they are star-studded in Washington. The Capitals have a lot of great names, but the second line scares me. Nicholas Backstrom, Vrana, P.J. Oshie, they kind of get overlooked in this whole thing when you start looking at the first line, but it's really Washington's second line is one that really makes its presence felt.
You're right about that, because what happened here was early in the Tampa series, Backstrom got hurt, had a hand injury, so he was out. So Loisel, who's a really good third-line center, had to be elevated to the second line, and that's not really his role. Even though he scored a couple goals, if you lost Ellis as your second-line center, you're probably not going to win the series against the Tampa. Nick came back. He is dangerous. But again, you know, it's they finally proved that they can win in a big spot here. What the rap on Washington was very talented, could never produce when it really counted. Well, they've cleared two hurdles. They can clear that hurdle, and I agree with you. I think that if it's going to be a scoring match in this series, Washington's going to have an advantage. If they can hold the games down to 3-2, 2-1, which you've seen, you know, look, I'll be honest with you. I didn't think, you know, in a game five in Winnipeg, Vegas was going to win the game 2-1. But that's what they've done. They find a way to clog up the center of the ice. Teams don't get a lot. And look, Winnipeg had a great offensive team. And I granted that they were coming off a tough series against Nashville. They had one day's rest. Washington had more rest. But Vegas consistently found a way to limit the chances for Winnipeg. Mark Scheifele, who was blowing up the playoffs, didn't really do much in the conference final against Vegas. So I just think they'll find a way to clog the center, and then they'll counterattack, and that's what they've done all. I've seen it in the L.A. series. I saw it in San Jose there. So against Winnipeg, they're ready. They're always ready to play, right? Washington better be ready for the first 5 minutes of the game, because they won't be. And not only that, there's one small thing. The home ice advantage in the playoffs hasn't been a home ice advantage except for one arena, T-Mobile. And maybe it's the crowd, and maybe it's those lively boards. Now, remember, Washington's played in this building one time in franchise history. Now, granted, guys on Vegas have played in Capital One Arena for other teams, but they've only had one game in this arena for the entire franchise lifetime. I think that's an advantage early in the series. I think the bounces off the backboards with Alex Tuck in front of the net. I think there's a couple of advantages that early in the series that they can take advantage of. So I look for that. But yeah, Washington's a very talented team, but I just think that, you know, they're not any more talented than Winnipeg was, and Vegas found a way to really lead their offense.
How do you, when you watch and observe what the Golden Knights have done, especially with their speed, but after the way they kind of like retaliate and answer after a goal is scored, they come back and they roar right back. What do you speak to that, and how does that, what does that tell you when you start seeing that kind of activity? Because it's not a fluke. That is an actual outcome of a statement of fact. They answer back after somebody scores.
They hired the right coach. It's as simple as that. He put the right players out there, the right mentality. This team doesn't, you know, usually you drop your shoulders when you score a goal. This team's ready to play right after the goal. That's coaching. That's preparation. That's having the right players. It's confidence. It's a lot of different things. You know, it's just not X's and O's with Gerard Gallant. It's confidence. It's attitude. It's style. And they're ready. He has this team prepared. That's why you see all these early goals. They're ready to jump on it. And it's the mentality too. It's just the guys, the golden afterthoughts of whatever they've been calling themselves lately.
I think that's
the golden misfits. That's an attitude that's been from game one. And I've said this throughout the season, Ed. The one thing about this team is they are the most tenacious team of the 16 that entered the playoffs. They never quit on a shift. When I watched them early in the season, I think it was a game against Los Angeles, and they had the game in hand. They did not quit. Third period game in hand, did not quit. They play every shift hard. And the tenacity, and look, it's a tough game. It's a tenacious team. All these teams, all these players are great. But I've never seen a more tenacious team. So that's what I see. I see coaching it. I see tenacity. And I see the players, even though they've done all this, they've written this incredible story. But they're not satisfied yet. You know, any other team maybe say, okay, look, expansion team, we made it this far. We're playing for the Cup. They are not satisfied. And I think we'll see that starting on Monday night, a team that is still hungry, still not satisfied. They could, if they got swept, nobody would say this would be a bad season. But this team is tenacious. They have something to prove, and they still have something to prove. It's just been a fantastic story to cover all season, to be honest with you.
Not crazy, but an interesting and fascinating storyline here, and I've racked my brain for the last week. I can't come up with some. Is you have a GM who essentially built both teams. Now, he built the Knights from scratch, and yet you over the Capitals roster, and we had a reporter from the Review Journal there after they beat Tampa, and he went one by one, and man, those guys know George McPhee well. They were very happy for him. Talk a little bit about George McPhee. This is very interesting. In my business as a columnist, you're not supposed to root, but I sure liked when Washington won, just because this is a great storyline of a man who had his fingerprints so much into both teams in a final.
Yeah, and look, the criticism was he couldn't build a team to win a championship.
Right, right.
There was people who go back to the Philip Forsberg trade for Martin Erat.
Yep.
And that's the signature of his tenure in Washington. Well, he built an entertaining team. They couldn't get over the top. People pointed out Alex Ovechkin as a superstar who will never be able to carry a team. They found out because his legacy was tied to Sidney Crosby, who won three cups. So that was unfortunate. But he's a smart guy. He knows talent, certainly knows talent. He knows offensive talent, maybe not so much on the defensive side. But he went in and executed, and he was the best man for the job. He was just the GM in waiting. He had a long tenure in Washington with a demanding owner in Washington, in Ted Leonsis. But they built a great product. They were at the top of the standings every year. So granted, sometimes it's not meant to be. The mix of teams isn't there, but I think it's a great story because, he built over half the roster that Washington's going to play with. I understand it. He drafted Obi. He was there for Backstrom. He knows Braden Holtby. So it's going to be a very big thing. And I certainly think when they're sitting around now, they're probably, GMs are talking to each other. Some of the players are happy about the familiarity, but that stops on Monday at 5 p.m. Right, that all goes away. It's a great story. It just proves that, when you have a smart GM who knows how to select players, who can evaluate talent, and those coaches, you could be successful in this league.
You can hear the intensity and passion in his voice. It's Dennis Bernstein with the fourth period, the senior writer, longtime contributor with the NHL, as well as on XM Series Radio tomorrow, 11 to 1, Off the Rush on NHL channel. And Dennis, we truly appreciate your time. We know you're busy. We saw your rundown today, and it's like you're like all over the place. I mean, you're like doing like a red carpet event tonight. I mean, we look forward to seeing you here in town in Vegas when all this thing kicks off, and we'll have a lot of fun then. Thank you again for your time.
No problem, Ed. No problem. Thank you. Appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to game one. It's going to be a really special event for me.
Follow him on Twitter. Thank you, Dennis.
Take
at
Dennis
TFP and at TFP on Twitter. That's awesome stuff. And even for him, he's like, all the storylines, they go out the window as soon as you drop the puck at 5 p.m. on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And you and I think, are both hoping for a great series, and we want the Stars to play like Stars. And if that happens, I think it'll be a terrific series no matter who wins. All right, we will finish up a Friday on the way back for a holiday weekend.
That's the sound cars make.
Watch out for the accident on the surface streets. Buffalo at Smoke Ranch, Desert Inn at Polaris, and we have a crash on Arville at Charleston. Other accidents to watch out for, they're along the freeways. 95 northbound, right shoulder at southbound approaching MLK. 215 westbound, off-ramp at Stephanie. 95 southbound at Rancho Drive, and now a crash on 95 northbound at Auto Show Drive.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
Drink your coffee, have your breakfast, and start your day with Wake Up with the CW.
Traffic and weather together.
Every 10 minutes on Wake Up with the CW.
Weekdays at 7 on the CW Las Vegas Channel 33 Cable 6.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Do you know the most important document you can have when shopping for a car?
See what can happen.
It's the dealer invoice, and we're revealing them all for you to see at Chapman.
See what can happen.
All this week, Chapman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram will post each new vehicle's dealer invoice right on our wall. That way, you'll see exactly what we paid before you start to make your deal. Then we'll sweeten that deal with up to $15,000 off and 0% interest for 72 months. That's free money for 6 years on all new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams. Don't worry about past credit hiccups. Chapman's For the People credit approval process will find a way to finance you. Stop by the Chapman dealership nearest you.
See what can happen at Chapman.
Visit LasVegasChapman.com for more information.
Always see on selected models, dealers, retained rebates, offers may not be combined.
Come and see what can happen at Chapman.
We're here with Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. Hey, what about those who have applied for a loan with DLC in the past and been denied?
Great question. Unlike banks, we try our best to approve everyone. But the reality is that some people are going to be denied, and they have been. The good news is that everyone's situation changes. 2 years ago or even 6 months ago is a long time. Now you're on your job longer. Maybe you got a raise, paid off some other bills, who knows?
And after 20 years, I'm sure DLC has had a lot of applicants.
Over 2 million people have applied with us for a loan. If you were denied in the past, come on back in. We'd love to give you another shot. We've even loosened our lending criteria over the past year.
They could also bring in a co-borrower, right?
Of course. Another good idea.
Get up to $5,000 in just minutes at Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your number one real estate guy. When you want top dollar for your house, when you want a real estate professional that successfully negotiated over 5,000 sales, then I'm your guy. Free attorney representation for your short sale and cash back guaranteed. Buying your ugly house and giving you cash within 5 days. And for traditional sales, getting you the highest price possible in your community. Folks, it's all about the experience, and I have over 20 years of it. See for yourself. Go to TheRealEstateGuyLV.com and check out our amazing reviews. You will always meet with me, so call me today. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. 702-310-6683. 048 Realty. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Whether you prefer traditional pizza or coming up with your own concoction, Napoli Pizza has you covered. No matter what your pizza craving might be, Napoli Pizza is the place to go. They go to great lengths every day to make sure the dough and the toppings are as fresh as can be. You can actually taste the difference. And here are just a few of their specials. A 16-inch one-topping pizza, just $8.99. Or an 18-inch two-topping pizza for just $18.99. To find the Napoli's nearest you, click on LasVegasPizzeria.com. That's LasVegasPizzeria.com.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
Back at it on a holiday weekend, UFC news.
Yes, apparently former UFC champion Nick Diaz was charged with felony domestic battery by strangulation yesterday here in Las Vegas, and he has been arrested and he'll remain in custody until Saturday. Alleged victim was female, and he was uncooperative physically during the arrest.
None of what you said is good for Nick Diaz. None of that sentence can be construed as a good thing.
It was negative, 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 arrest, negative.
Do you think at this point when you go home, Jackson has been deprogrammed from the cult-like figure of the Vegas Golden Knights nonsense that's been put in this kid's head?
I left him at a little day camp today, and he was doing well with the Legos. So I figured if we just start with Legos and he doesn't talk for a couple days, it'll be a slow process.
Yeah. No, he can't speak again until at least Monday because he's still getting that night stuff out of his head. So, good first week by Jared the intern. Jared the intern thought this was going to be a smooth process. Then he met Steph McKenzie and said, "These people are completely out of their minds. When does she come in again?"
Yeah, right. When does she come in and how much candy does she want?
Candy. She brought candy.
She left with some candy.
On Monday,
yep.
Game one, we'll have a show. We're not sure where we're going to be. We're going to try to get down to T-Mobile Arena, yeah?
Game one? That'd be cool.
Should I bring the suit?
You should bring the suit. I'm going to bring like one of those hats that has two gigantic like cans of beer on top, and we'll just sit there quietly because I want to enjoy Memorial Day with a buzz.
Can I completely bug people by bringing the hat I bought in Winnipeg, We Are Winnipeg?
Yes, you should. Did you
can
buy
I
that
wear that
thing?
On Monday?
Yeah, we could wear that. We would like to thank all our guests today, Dennis Bernstein, as well as Scott Bylow and Steph McKenzie. We will hear from you on Monday, Memorial Day, as we'll be broadcasting live as we get ready for the amazing Stanley Cup Finals Game 1 here on ESPN Las Vegas. For my good friend Ed Grady and Jared Diamond, the intern, I'm Clay Baker. Thank you for listening. Coming up next is Dave Koken and Teddy Savransky for the Las Vegas Sportsline.
I'm Burton Hughes, General Manager here at Subaru of Las Vegas. We'd like to welcome you to visit us anytime, whether you're looking for a new Subaru or just a nice hot latte or cold slushy. Our warm, friendly store experience is why Subaru of America awarded us with their highest level of recognition for outstanding customer service, the Subaru Love Promise Customer Commitment Award. You see, your interest in Subaru makes you more than a customer. You're a kindred spirit. So stop in and say hello. You're always welcome here. SubaruofLasVegas.com.
Tune into the Press Box on ESPN Radio next week to see how you can attend a private tour and tasting of City Lights Shine Distillery with NASCAR driver Brendan Gaughan on Saturday, June 9th. Must be 21 and over, and only 10 winners plus one guest will be able to attend.
Kansas. A night to remember. Kansas live. With the music that helped make rock classic. Doors open at 7, Saturday, June 2nd. Sunset Station Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets can be purchased now at any Station Casino's Rewards Center or online at stationcasinoslive.com.
Lotus Broadcasting, 13 Action News, and the Las Vegas 51s are teaming up for Military Appreciation Night, benefiting Honor Flight of Southern Nevada. Join us Friday, May 25th at Cashman Field as the 51s take on Tacoma and make this a special event for our local veterans.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for a tax settlement that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will work to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Our Memorial Day sale, going on now, is the biggest one of the year. Save up to $700 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. No brand in the world has a higher customer satisfaction rating than Tempur-Pedic. Plus, you can get up to $300 instant store credit. Still need more? Okay, how does zero financing for 72 months grab you? Pretty sweet, huh? Best service, best selection, best prices, Best Mattress, home of the 128-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-925-5048 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-925-5048 to take your call now. Call 800-925-5048. That's 800-925-5048. Again, 800-925-5048.
Do it to clear space in your garage.